Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking that inner social superhero. You know, we've all had those moments where our palms get sweaty just thinking about walking into a crowded room. But before you start labeling yourself as socially awkward, or worse, anxious, let's dive deep and understand the difference between shyness and social anxiety. Because trust me, knowing the difference can be a game changer in how you approach those potentially nerve-wracking situations. Ever felt like you just want to disappear when someone asks you a question in a group? Or maybe you avoid parties because you're terrified of saying the wrong thing? These feelings are super common, but understanding their root cause is key. Shyness, on the other hand, is often more about feeling self-conscious or uncomfortable in social situations. It's that internal voice whispering, "What if they judge me?" or "I'm not interesting enough." While it can be tough, shyness usually doesn't cripple your life or prevent you from participating. So how do we tell them apart? Well, imagine this. Shyness is like being a wallflower at a dance. You might feel a little hesitant to join the party, but you're not completely paralyzed by fear. Social anxiety, however, is like having someone glued your feet to the floor, making it impossible to even think about moving. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you decode this tricky duo. 1. Physical symptoms. Anxiety throws a whole arsenal of physical symptoms at you: racing heart, sweating, dizziness, nausea, things that make your body scream, danger. Shyness might bring on some mild butterflies in your stomach, but nothing like the full-blown panic attack that anxiety can trigger. 2. Thought patterns. Think of shyness as a cautious observer. The thoughts are there, but they're more like whispers. Maybe I should keep to myself, or I hope they don't notice me. Social anxiety, however, is all about the deafening roar in your head, catastrophic thinking that paints every interaction as a potential disaster. 3. Intensity and duration. Shyness can fade away once you're out of the stressful situation. It might come back in another similar setting, but it's usually manageable. Social anxiety, on the other hand, is a constant companion, casting a shadow over your daily life and interfering with your relationships, work, and even hobbies. 4. Impact on behavior. Shy folks might prefer smaller gatherings or one-on-one interactions. They might speak softly or hesitate before sharing their thoughts. But social anxiety often leads to avoidance, skipping events altogether, saying no to invitations, and isolating themselves from others. 5. Seeking help. This is a crucial point. Shyness is something many people experience, and it doesn't necessarily need professional intervention. However, if you feel overwhelmed by your fear of social situations, or if it's interfering with your daily life, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or counselor. They can help you develop coping strategies and manage anxiety effectively. Think about a time when you felt shy in a social situation. Maybe it was giving a presentation at work or joining a new club. Did your heart race? Did you sweat? Were your thoughts racing with anxieties about what people might think of you? Now, imagine yourself in the same situation, but this time, you're paralyzed by fear. You can't speak, you can't breathe, and your mind is screaming with worst-case scenarios. This difference in intensity and impact highlights the distinction between shyness and social anxiety. Let me tell you, understanding these nuances is crucial because it allows us to address each situation with the right tools and strategies. Remember, shyness is often manageable with a little self-compassion and practice. Social anxiety, however, requires more targeted support and guidance. But no matter where you fall on this spectrum, remember, you're not alone. So, take a deep breath, embrace your authentic self, and keep pushing towards those social connections that enrich your life. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these insights. Remember, every day is a chance to build your confidence and connect with the world in meaningful ways. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.